Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Tone Dixon.
Baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gump. He knows Canadian Station's Beard and Wonder. What?
Good day.
Good day to you, Saya. Good day. Nick, you look fucking stressed. You all right, dude?
Yeah, just looking at the slate. How we doing?
How is the slate tonight? Big one, small one?
A lot of games, not a lot of good ones.
Big one, small one, some as big as your head.
Whoa, what's that about?
Take it easy, dude.
I can't remember the song, but I think we sang it in grade school.
Okay.
All right.
It's not like you were talking about.
No, it could have been about that. I don't remember, though.
Okay. Don't do it.
Okay.
I think. I'll Google it after. Here in a little bit. Mitt, how are you, pal?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Tony.
Thank you, Mitt. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you for
having me, Boys, we had
Tony.
A pretty good night.
Not bad.
What did you say? I didn't hear what he said.
I know, you ran right through him, but keep moving. Here we go.
Mitt, what did you say, dude?
I said thank you for having me, Tony.
Thank you for being here. I already said that.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Well, welcome to Hammer Town.
My baby toe.
We had a pretty good night last night.
Not bad.
I
mean, these first baskets are fucking great.
They are. You
I fucking love it.
The fact that you've hit, what, three now?
Yep.
Probably could have been four.
Three out of what? You've bet like six of these things?
Yeah, I mean, it's an insane hit ratio on the first pass.
I love this shit.
He's also got an insane ratio on fucking Dinger Tuesday.
Plus 950. Come on, DeMar.
So you got that.
Yeah, five and four baseball.
I was 4-2, 6-2 on the day, but I didn't tweet out the early ones. So 4-2.
Yep.
Do you know that we were 4-0 on picks we agreed on?
That's pretty good.
I would be curious to see what we are on picks that we agree on.
I could look it up.
Probably pretty good.
Yeah. I gotta take a break from the Sox.
Bo Sox?
Yeah.
What was that face, Nick?
Why are you taking a break from the Sox?
They ain't fucking.
They're starting to.
They ain't doing that, dude.
Their pitching just isn't.
Cora's got COVID.
Yeah, I mean, maybe take a break for a little bit.
Jeez.
We'll take a break,
right.
And then we'll talk. We'll revisit them. What are we calling it? The cross-sport fucking best bet of all time
greatest
hit.
Greatest bet of all time.
Greatest bet of all time hit.
That was so much fucking fun.
That was sweet. That
fucking.
Was pretty cool to see.
Odorizzi pitched well last night, though.
He did.
Only gave up like six in the first inning.
I told you, I hate him.
Yeah, I'm off him, too.
I'm very off
him. Might be off the Strohs for a bit.
Strohs are struggling. Ohtani had a very good night.
Yeah, he looked very good.
We had the Ovi, the Ohtani, and
Giannis.
Giannis over 32.5, as well as 30 hit.
I seen 33 this morning.
Yeah.
Just having a laugh.
That was awesome. Yeah, it was pretty good. Today we have Bruce also tweeted out. Bruce, I don't know if I'm the blame or Bruce is the blame. He didn't come in yesterday for
classic
golf
mix
picks.
Up. Classic mix.
But he did tweet him out last night,
yeah,
though.
He did.
So
yeah,
follow Bruce Brown for
he was in the lab
for live golf betting and stuff like that. Yeah, he's in the lab. So today we have not a huge slate of MLB. We had a bunch of day games this morning. If you were on those, let me start with this. I think we should start giving out the Good Gambler of the Week award.
Yeah.
Maybe this week. Maybe this year so far, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah.
Fucking two for us yesterday, one today.
This is the thing. You find that team that has good pitching, dude.
Yeah.
And the first fives, you find a good team with – they're not even that great, but they're getting plus a half all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At home, too. Like, yeah. I know Dylan Cease has been very good, but McKenzie has been lights out for a while now.
Yeah, too. The only time they've been bad this year was with the three-game set against the Giants, and that pitching staff, that's going
to
happen.
That'll happen to anybody.
Tigers are up 3-0 on the Yankees right now. Mets are up 6-2 on the Giants. Mets are having a really good series against the Giants.
Yep.
Mets are a good ball club.
They're very good.
Jays are up 3-0 on the Sox. Twins are up 1-0 on the Royals.
Still bottom of five?
End of five.
Fuck. 1-0.
You can't blame that one on Greinke or whatever.
Greinke's been good.
Yeah. Today, I thought there was a bunch of even pitching matchups, so I didn't feel comfortable taking many sides this morning. So I took a couple no-run first innings. Those hit.
Yep.
I'll do that when I like two pitchers and the batting's not great. So we got baseball. We'll do NBA tonight. NBA news out of the NBA. Devin Booker's out 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
So that affects, I'm trying to look what the
Luke
series
is playing tonight, right?
Luca just said
game time.
Game time, but he just came off, I believe, an individual workout and said he felt really good.
7.5
for the Mavs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
The line was locked when that quote initially came out. It locked for a little bit, and then it unlocked at 7.5. It was at 7 before.
So they got a half. They gained a half a point.
Yeah, so
interesting.
That made no sense to me, but I am under the impression that he's going to play based on that quote, and I am taking 7.5.
Okay.
Go Mavs.
Hell yeah.
Booker news. Devin Booker. Suns are still -260 to win the series. Pelicans are +215. Worth a flyer? Worth a flyer?
I don't know. Suns are still pretty good.
Yeah, but now
they are one Chris Paul injury away.
Well, yeah, but also, like,
he's got terrible luck.
Is,
hey,
who?
Chris Paul.
The worst. The absolute worst luck. But if Ingram is playing well and McCollum's playing well, who would you, would you have Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton or Ingram?
Don't get asked me, dude. I fucking McCollum. I love CJ McCollum, dude.
I'm saying it might be worth the 215.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
The other news was Middleton's going to be out a month.
Whew.
So
I still think they get by the Bulls, but man, the Celtics play that.
They are -270. Bulls +220.
Yep.
Obviously, that'd be a different story if Lonzo was still playing for the Bulls. But things got a lot more interesting in those series.
Yeah.
That are each now 1-1.
Playoffs have been good, man. Good to watch.
They have been great to watch. Nets and Celtics last night. Nets had a chance because their bench played good. Bruce Brown played good. Seth Curry played good. Dragic played good. And then fucking KD and Kyrie just didn't play great.
Celtics are going, man. They've been going for a while now. And it's,
and the Nets had a chance because it wasn't Tatum's best game.
Their coach is very good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
So that'll be interesting. Oh, injury news there. Ben Simmons is supposed to play game 4.
There you go.
Saw somebody tweet, which was a good point. How do you know that you could play game 4, but you can't play in game 3?
See, that's what Nash said when they asked Steve Nash about it. He's like, I mean, we got to see how he looks tomorrow.
Yeah, so
you know what I mean?
That's confusing.
Yeah.
And the Raptors are unfortunately, they're pretty much dead because of the buzzer beater. They win that one and they get game 4 in fucking Toronto. They had a chance.
They fucking had it.
They did.
That guy missed both free throws or just one?
I can't remember.
Fuck, I watched that game. He missed
Up this morning. I think he missed both. Highlight. He missed both, didn't he?
I think.
I saw the highlight of just one this morning.
You go down 3-0 Euro.
That is all.
You're pretty much dead.
That is all.
Let's just start there tonight.
All right.
Three games. I like the three games every night. Grizz, T-Wolves. Grizz are 2-point favorites against the T-Wolves. Mavs, 7.5-point dogs at the Jazz. And the Warriors, 2.5-point favorites at the Nuggets. I'll say this for the Warriors one. Money line -130 feels to me like the Sixers did last night. And I know I said yesterday the Sixers will come back to bite you in the ass if you take them.
Yeah.
As I did. And yeah, they almost did.
Yep.
But I feel like it's almost a must take at Warriors -130 on the money line just because.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony.
Okay.
And then for that game, I will throw in I'm going back with Jordan Poole +700 first basket.
Is he still starting?
Ooh.
Ooh.
No,
Curry might be starting.
That's what it,
hold the phone.
You got to be concerned with those two on first baskets because we don't know who's going yet.
See, Curry's not even in there.
Jordan. Then they know probably Jordan Poole's starting.
Okay, well, if Jordan Poole is not starting,
the bet does not void.
I have here for NBA lineups expected lineups: Steph, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Wiggins, and Draymond as the starters.
I love that. Yeah, +700. Jordan Poole, please.
There's also a boost tonight for that game. Steph, Klay, Jordan Poole to each make 2+3s, and the Warriors to win is +175.
Ooh.
You would think they'll make 2+. You would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do really like that boost because I really like the over 223 of
this. Okay, you're going over on that one.
Yeah, I think Denver's going to make it a game. Jokic is going to get his points.
They're going to give it their best effort tonight.
They are going to give it their best effort. I do like the money line, and I'm for that reason, I'm liking the over. I'm hopping on that boost as well. Let's go.
Okay. Mavs and Jazz. I'll take the 7.5.
Yeah, 100%. Like. Yeah, whether Luke is in or not.
Correct.
I mean, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Feels good.
Fucking Doug Beliebers shooting 8 of 11.
Here's the thing that worries me is that game was close, and Jalen Brunson went for 40, and Belieber was 8 of 11 from 3. Can they do that again?
I wouldn't count out Doug Beliebers at this point in time. The guy's a fucking walking bucket.
Lean the 7.5 there, and then Grizz and T-Wolves, don't lay the 2. Take the money line if you
I'm taking Grizzlies money line there. And then for Mavs, Utah, I'm going back to the well. Dinwiddie first basket plus 900. He had it in the first one and fumbled it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go back to the well with Ja Morant plus 700 again.
Okay. Grizz, it feels like after game one, maybe a switch was flipped a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they hadn't played in a bit. T-Wolves were riding high.
I'll probably go money line there.
Yeah.
And then Mavs and Golden State money line, I think. Barcelona. What are you thinking, Mitt?
Barcelona just went up.
Barcelona.
I am thinking money line parlay for all of the favorites tonight.
Oh, again?
Oh. No. Because Pass. I'm on Jazz plus 7.5. There's no way.
Minus seven.
Mavericks plus 7.5. There's no way.
Good middle it.
Yeah, fucking good. Middle
the favorite
it,
money line parlay dies 2 out of 3 every night.
There's no way.
Night. It would have died last
night. Except for the very first night.
God,
that thing stinks.
Does, doesn't it?
Seems so.
No, weird. I am definitely Mavs, Memphis, Golden State, Denver over. I mean,
okay.
That's it.
There we go.
Celtics are the favorite to win the East now.
Yeah, with
plus 220.
Middleton out.
Mm-hmm. Heat are plus 240. Bucks are plus 390 now, tied with the Sixers.
I mean, all these series have been great, but the next round, like,
oh yeah.
Some of those matchups are.
Yeah. Golden State is now the favorite to win the West, plus 115, and to win it. Yes.
Jeez.
Suns are still in second. To win it all.
How long's Booker out? 2 to 3?
Yeah. Oof. They just got to get by this series. Oof. And I think they'll be on. I don't know. Hammies are tough.
Yeah, you don't.
Those are very easy to re-aggravate.
They are very easy to re-aggravate.
Been there.
Yeah. Tore my quad probably 7 times trying to come back too early. And a hammy is 10 times worse than that.
All right. So that's what we're doing tonight in the NBA. Let's go to baseball. Not too many. Much
tonight.
No. Jeez. Thursday's always lighter of a slate. Get out there.
What are we doing?
4:05. Arizona at Washington. I had the under in that one yesterday. That was one of the losses. Merrill Kelly might be one of the best pitchers in the MLB right now.
Yeah.
3 starts. Has he even given up a run in his first 3 starts?
D-back's got some good arms.
Yeah. At Washington. Zach Davies and Josh Rogers. I didn't want any of this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not on this one either. St. Louis at Miami. Jordan Hicks and Pablo Lopez. Jordan Hicks is an opener, I think.
Yeah.
He's had 2 games this year, and he's gone 2 in each of the starts versus Pablo Lopez, who has been pretty good. I'm going to take the Marlins first 5 money line
here.
Oh. I'm also going to take no run first inning in this one as well. Ooh. I like Pablo Lopez. Jordan Hicks, who I was talking about, who has gone only 2 innings in his first 2 games, has only given up 1 hit in those all year so far.
Yeah.
So I'll go no run first inning in that one as well. But also Marlins first 5 money line. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at Chicago.
Oh, no.
Bryce Wilson versus Mark Leiter Jr.
You know, he jumped on the Buccos.
Buccos plus 0.5.
Jeez. The cajon is on you.
You're not doing anything this one?
I'll sit this one out, pal. I won't even put my feet up because I ain't putting it on. Good luck to all.
Buccos plus 0.5, plus 106. And this is strictly a fade. Mark Leiter Jr., who gave up 7 earned runs in his first start this year. Okay.
Maybe he's found it.
Sure.
What about Bryce Wilson? How's he been?
But the last time, Bryce hasn't been nothing to write home about either. But the last time Mark Leiter Jr. pitched before this year was 2018, I believe.
Jeez.
So this is a fade Mark Leiter Jr. situation for me. Give the plus a half for the Buccos. And then the last game of the night.
Yep.
Taylor Hearn and Marco Gonzalez. Are you on Seattle?
Here we go, Marco.
I'm staying away.
Yep. M's first five money line.
Okay. So me for the rest of the night, I got Marlins first five money line and no run first inning in that one. And then the Buccos first five plus a half.
All right. I just got Mariners first five money line. Remember when I told you yesterday, Real Vallecano lost 12 straight?
Did they win today?
They won, yeah. They fucking snapped that streak right now.
I mean, that'll happen.
But Sevilla came home, plus money there. Athletic Bilbao's up 3-1 in the 87th. And Barcelona is up 1-0 in the 16th.
So okay.
A couple plus money winners would be nice there.
Yeah. You know, sometimes streaks have to be, they have to come to an end at some time, Paul.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But you ride that wave while you can.
That'll happen.
Right, Nick?
Ride the hot hand.
Happened to you a few times. Never with the Flyers.
From a heater.
With the Flyers this year.
There's only one game tomorrow in footy.
Okay.
I'll take Wolfsburg draw no bet at home versus Mainz.
Okay.
Both haven't been playing well, but I think Wolfsburg's the better team here.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Come on, Wolfsburg.
I concur.
Come on, Wolfsburg.
Quite a few fucking games on the ice tonight.
And they all stink.
Oh, what do you mean they all stink?
There's some dogs. Some live dogs.
Yeah, let me pull up the my NHL tab here. I did. We already talked about it on Pat's show. Let's just jump to this one real quick. Florida Panthers are minus 650.
Sure are.
Against the Wings.
They've won 11 games in a row by a Florida team. Detroit did have that upset, though, over Tampa Bay recently. That was $4.50 favorite. Sure. That lost. So it's possible. Anything's possible.
You can get them plus 2.5 at plus money.
That looks a little more appetizing. Maybe a Sprinky. Because you
when's
think
this
Florida,
gonna go
to Florida has to cool off at some point.
Have to.
You can't. They're not going to win. Maybe they'll win out. I don't know.
Is this going to move to 3.5? We're going to get a 3.5 plus three. That'd be an auto take, by the way.
3.5?
Yeah.
Even if it was the Coyotes?
Yeah, auto take.
Huh? Might even be a live bet situation.
So
two
we're
2.5 at even is enticing, but I can't recommend.
Okay, we'll stay away from that one probably. Bruins, Pens are minus 118 on the fucking money line,
which is wild.
102 for the Beast.
No Geno Malkin, no Tristan Jarry. We got Casey DeSmith in net. I'm staying away.
Okay, it's probably.
I would lean.
Half tempted to take the Bruins.
I do want to
half
take,
more than
lean,
half.
I would lean the Beast.
Slightly more than half tempted to take the Beast. Take the Bees.
Jeez.
It's tough. Neither of these teams' power play is working. I think the Bees are 1 for 27, or maybe 0 for 27. The Penguins are like 1 for 20. Pasta, I don't know if Pasta's playing. It doesn't sound like it.
When was the last time he played?
April 4th.
Jeez.
That's quite a time.
Come on, lad. That's
quite some time.
Malkin will be back next game.
I'm starting
Detroit on Saturday.
The Vegas is back on Texas hockey's tail again here.
Yes.
There's a game next week between those two that
could be for all the marbles. Huh?
Yeah. I don't want the Bees anymore.
Why?
I just don't.
Come on.
It doesn't feel right.
All
right.
Smart.
It just doesn't feel right.
Good dude.
Jets at the Canes.
This one is interesting at first glance because Carolina has not played well lately, and they're starting goaltender Freddie Anderson's out maybe a week or two. I don't trust Winnipeg, though.
No, they haven't played well either.
The plus 1.5 is enticing at minus 110. You just don't know what you're going to get out of Winnipeg, though. They have nothing to play for. Don't know if they're going to show up. Carolina is still trying to win their division and have home ice. So I'm going to stay away from this one, too. I hate doing it. I like making picks. But I don't have any here.
I hear you. 100% hear you. Speaking of games where both teams are definitely going to try, Sabres and Devils?
We talked about this last night on That's Hockey Talk.
Shout out.
YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk. You can check it out. The New Jersey Devils, you don't know. You can never tell what this team's going to do. They might score seven. Mm-hmm. They might let in seven. And Buffalo's been playing really good lately. Another stay away from me. There's no meaning here. It's all just both these teams looking forward to next year.
Flyers and Canadiens. Canadiens are -140. Carey Price still in net?
Is he in net tonight?
He will be in net tonight. Philly 4-1 in their last five on the road against Montreal, but who knows lately. Montreal 8-1 against the spread in their last nine.
They got Martin Jones in net tonight, though.
Yeah. Both teams are on six-game losing streaks.
Come on, Carey. Give me the fucking Habs like old times. Like old fucking time.
On the Habs tonight?
Habs money line.
I'll do it, too.
Yes. Wow. That's for you, Rupper.
Fuck, I love
when
a fucking...
That's for you, Rupper.
I love when a good plan comes together.
Rupper. Strictly for Carey.
Luongo, this guy.
Should I fucking...
I never heard blasphemy in my life.
Hold on. There's Montreal.
Somebody's got to win, right? They both lost six in a row. Somebody's got to fucking win. I was
thinking about Team Ryan.
Carey's going to stand on his head.
I was thinking about Team Ryan.
Mid, I'd get in on this if you could.
Which game are we betting?
Stay away, Mid. Stay far away.
Get on the Habs.
Wings and Panthers, we talked about. Islanders, Rangers. Rangers are short favorites on the road at the Islanders.
Every fiber of my being wanted to take the Islanders, but then I saw that they're starter for the past couple games, Ilya Sorokin, is not going there, going with Varlamov, who's a decent goalie.
Yeah, sure.
But he hasn't played in a couple games now, and last game he played, he gave up six. So I will switch, and I will take the Rangers. Shesterkin's going. They've got three straight shutouts. No one scored on the three games. That was kind of what led me to hit the Islanders there at home. They're playing well at the end of the year. They're not a team that, even though they're not playing for anything, is going to lie down. You know, the Rangers have to cool off at some point, but I don't like the goaltending move. So I will take the Rangers.
Oh, okay, Leafs and Lightning.
Jeez, what a matchup.
Okay, a little info here.
Here we go.
Toronto, 7-1 against the spread in the last eight when playing on the road against Tampa Bay.
Jeez.
They're taking a four-game winning streak into a three-game road trip. This is the first of that, I believe. And then this could be the first-round matchup that we see out of that division. But a win on Thursday, a win tonight, I should say, could clinch home ice for Toronto in the first playoff round. However, Austin Matthews is out again. Okay. Austin Matthews is their dynamic goal scoring stuff.
Correct.
Tampa's struggled lately. Mm-hmm. 3-4-2 in their last stretch here.
I'll take Toronto as a dog. Give me value as the dog.
I'll jump on with you.
Ooh. Okay.
I was initially going to stay away, but I'm going to make some picks, boys.
Yo, and I'm jumping back on the Bruins, too.
There you go.
Bruins and Leafs. I love when they play each other in the playoffs. Canucks at the Wild.
Yep.
Cougars 5-0 against the spread in their last five when playing Minnesota. That's
pretty good.
Minnesota 10-1 straight up in their last 11 at home. Very good at home. And 5-1 in their last six overall. I will take the Minnesota Wild money line.
I will take Cougars +1.5, please. Yeah.
Smart. Yeah.
I said the man of stature would take money line. Well, I'm a different man than yesterday after watching Texas hockey get their doors blown off. So I'll take 1.5 with the Cougars here.
How do you feel about Texas hockey tonight?
I will take Texas hockey +1.5 as well. Okay. There. There's no need to lay +188.
No.
I'll take +1.5.
I will actually also take Texas hockey +1.5
here. Ottinger in net.
7-1 straight up in the last eight when playing on the road against Calgary, though, Gumpy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. For that 188.
It's because that Barnes an absolute dump.
Just but like Texas hockey has lost two straight, 3-3-2 over the last little bit here. Calgary can clinch the division with a win tonight.
This is clinch division game.
Yeah, they are 7-1-1 in their last stretch here. So obviously that
we need a fucking favorites. We need a point. This is our makeup game against Vegas.
That's
we
why
need
I do points. Like the 1.5 play because if you can keep it close enough, maybe go to OT. But Calgary's been very good. Calgary.
I'm on this one. Blues at Sharks.
Yep, I think we're going to be on the same side here. St. Louis, 5-0 against the spread in the last five on the road, 9-1 straight up the last 10. Although, San Jose, 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 when playing St. Louis. I will be taking the Blues 60-minute line at minus 130.
Blues 60. It's fade Sharks. It's fade Ducks season.
They just had their 9-game winning streak snapped. We're talking about the Blues, obviously. Listen to this. 12 straight games of scoring 4 or more goals.
It's pretty good.
No one's paying attention to the Blues, but they're getting it done.
That's pretty fun. The Blues. Last game of the night, Hawks, Kings.
No thanks. But same. LA, just some info for you. LA 7-2.
Absolutely fucking rolling, and they won't lose a goddamn game.
7-2 straight up in their last 9 when playing at home against Chicago.
Come on, Blackhawks. Win one fucking for the boys.
Come on, boys.
Come on. Come on, Zito.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, boys. All
right. I got Cougars plus 1.5. Stars plus 1.5.
And the Habs.
Good on you.
Hey.
You got the Habs?
And
the
Habs money line. Oh, this is, we're all the way back, boys. Yeah. Throw in the fucking Panthers minus 600.
Habs money line, Rangers money line, Leafs money line. Oh, boy. Minnesota money line, Texas hockey plus 1.5.
What was that about?
St. Louis 60-minute money line.
Bees, Leafs, Blues 60. Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
My hockey stick go.
Feels like Ty fucking removed your hockey stick.
What's that about?
Probably because you were talking shit on Waterloo.
I never said anything about Waterloo today.
Sounds like you did.
You did.
No. That was you. Seemed like you did.
Feels like that was you.
All right, that's NHL, that's footy, that's baseball, that's basketball. NFL draft. We are 1 week away.
Yep.
A lot of stuff is out there. Started obviously digging in here a little bit this week. There's a couple that I'm looking at potentially that's on FanDuel right now. Kyle Hamilton over 10.5 I'm going to look at potentially. I know people say things, and I like Kyle Hamilton, and every time I watched him, he was really good, and I had to watch Notre Dame quite a bit, unfortunately. But you know, the 40 time will scare some people away.
Yeah.
10.5 there. Drake London. Personally, I think there's 3 receivers better than him. Why would he go before 10.5? So I kind of like Drake London over
better
10
than
and
the
half.
Drake.
Yeah, better than Drake. Chris Olave, potentially under 16.5.
I love Olave.
Me too. And I got fucking Linderbaum under 28.5 for sure. Mitt, how do you feel about any of those? Or have you looked at anything yet? If not, we will definitely all next week talk draft every day.
I would agree with all of those other than the Drake London over, really.
That's me just fucking watching highlights instead of fucking tape.
He likes the Drake.
He likes the Drake.
I do like Drake London. I think a lot of scouts do like him.
I was worried he didn't run at his pro day.
So he's been hurt. He got hurt at the end of the year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Hurt.
He didn't watch the film.
No, I know that. But I'm saying, you know, that could be a fucking red flag, maybe.
I would.
But why is Jameson Williams not running at his pro day red flag?
Well, because his injury was a lot worse.
And his injury was
in the national championship.
National championship.
And that guy fucking cooks dudes.
Yeah. You comparing their injuries is not fair.
Don't worry about what I do, okay?
Not fair, dude. I will take over half a running back in the first round.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was thinking about going under there.
You cannot.
Who is it? Breece Hall?
Has there ever been a fucking first round?
There was a first round running back drought for like 5 years in a row, and Melvin Ingram broke it.
Really?
Yeah, they were not taking running backs.
No way. They were taking them high.
No.
Well, where did Zeke go at?
5.
Zeke was after that, though.
Hold on.
So this was a while ago. This was when Melvin Ingram came out. He broke it.
Before my time.
No, just think about Melvin Ingram, though.
Yeah, before my time.
Oh, yeah, your time here, I guess. Before everybody's time here.
That's all that matters.
Let's go through it. There was 2 first-rounders last year. Najee, Travis, Etienne. The year before, 1 32nd pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The year before that, there was 1, Josh Jacobs. 2018, there was 3. 2017, there was 2. 2016, there was 1.
Tell you what.
2015, there was 2.
I'll tell you what, I'm all the way to fucking 2011, and I...
2014, there was 0.
What?
2013, there was zero.
What about Bishop Sankey?
He went in the second round.
You're telling me Bishop Sankey didn't go second in the first?
2014, 2013.
Trent Richardson, 2012.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram.
There's all.
They, whatever happened to Harvey Unga?
That's a good question. They let's put it this way. I think they set the number right at half.
Yeah. No Sean Moreno, 2009. Darren McFadden.
I'm definitely gonna take that over. I think the Bills are probably gonna be one that go and get a running back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown to the Finns. Absolute legend. Brought back the Wildcat.
He was an absolute
legend. He fucking threw a seed, too. He could toss it.
Oh, he fucking beat the Patriots twice. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Wildcat was awesome.
That was awesome.
It's a good run. It's a good
game. I can see it. Yeah, you're right, man. I could see the... Singletary did have come on a little bit at the end of last year.
Yeah, didn't he? He got hurt a couple times last year, didn't mm-hmm. he? And yeah, they like just didn't really have a true like running back one, I guess.
Especially because the Bills don't need wide receivers. Mm-mm.
Don't need pass rush.
No, don't need a tight end. You always they don't really need anybody on defense. Maybe a corner.
You always need pass rush.
They might need a corner.
Yeah.
If I could bet the Bills to take a corner, I would bet that.
There you go.
We always talk about weapons and like having weapons and stuff. I feel like running back's still a weapon. Like we're always talking about receivers, and receivers are getting paid. That's probably why. But running backs are still a sure. weapon, and just getting one in the first round in general.
They could also get one in the second or third round. Who could?
I'm with Mitt here that they probably won't take a pass rusher because they took one last year true. And the year before that, and Russo and AJ Espinosa and Von Miller.
Is Von Miller going to be able to play?
What?
Ooh.
What? I don't know what we're talking about, so I don't want to get into it. I don't
think that's going to be a felony.
No. Okay.
That's an honest question. Just, right. You know, just
we'll be back tomorrow, 2:15-ish.
Nah, because it'll be the same.
No.
It's not?
No. I spoke to the tech guys. Yeah.
Good guys.
Good guys. We'll be back. Good luck to everyone tonight in all your endeavors. May they bring you many wins, and may those wins bring you many monies, and may that many monies bring you happiness.
There you go.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.